This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-free, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. So, I got a report here from Gateway Pundit at thegatewaypundit.com. Written by Joe, looks like Hofter. Yeah, Joe Hoft. So, I'm kind of curious as to everybody's interpretation of these numbers. Obviously, COVID-19 infections have become a political football. Okay? And
what? Something's become a political football?
I think everything has, but this is quite the political football. Meaning that each team is attempting to use the crisis to benefit themselves in whatever way. Or at least, you know, to be right or to at the very least not be wrong.
And one of the weird things I've seen in this is, as much as there is a very distinct divide in mask wearing, especially among left versus right,
yes,
I have not seen that in the party leadership.
Right, they're gonna they're looking like they're doing the job, either wearing the masks and all those sorts of things.
Oh yeah, even Trump came out. Well, you know, they're saying that it's patriotic to wear a mask, and I'm the most patriotic person there is. So when I can't social distance, I wear the mask.
They told me that I could take more pictures if I wore a mask.
Yeah.
that's probably more likely.
Perhaps that's the answer. I don't know. But now, so there have been reports out where the people are parsing the numbers on COVID-19 deaths. So how many deaths have there been, due to COVID-19? If you listen to the mainstream media, you're going to hear the number 170,000 kicked around. And okay, there's 170,000 where the doctor, where the, you know, hospital or medical organization put COVID-19 as a, factor, as a COVID-19-related death, as they call it. And I hear they get more money for writing that down on the report than they would for other things. And if you
even more if they were on a respirator at the time.
Yeah. If you incentivize behavior, expect more of it. So
you get more of whatever you pay for.
Right. At the same time, there are people saying, according to this report from Gateway Pundit, I'll just get right in here and read it. The Gateway Pundit reported that the coronavirus fatality rate, reported by the liberal mainstream media, by the way, this is a biased site, was completely inaccurate, and the actual rate was more like the typical flu season. The media was lying again.
But even that rate is still 0.01% of people died from COVID.
I think theirs was 0.03, was what the media is reporting. Anyway, the numbers have ranged anywhere from 5% of people who get COVID die.
No, but 170,000 people is 0.01% of the population. 0.01% of the population.
I know, it's not very big, but what they're saying is people who get the case between 0.1% and 5%, which is a huge disparity in numbers. And, as we get farther, the numbers tend to settle down a little bit, because at first it was like, this is deadly, you're going to die, which is obviously not true.
And I can definitely see why they would want to say, no, it's not 99.9% non-lethal, it's 99.5% non-lethal.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Today, we now have the empirical evidence that the WHO, Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Birx were all wrong. They're charlatans. They lied. The CDC suddenly updated their numbers this week to show that only 6% of all corona deaths were related to the coronavirus alone. The rest of the deaths pinned to the China coronavirus, I just love stealing this China thing in here, are attributed to individuals who had other serious issues going on. Also, most of the deaths were related to very old Americans. So I went and looked this up. I wanted to look at this link. And, in fact, on the CDC's website, here under comorbidities, Table 3, I looked at Table 3. Table 3 is boring. Shows the types of health conditions and contributing cases mentioned in conjunction with deaths involving coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19. For 6% of the deaths, COVID-19 was the only cause mentioned. For deaths with conditions or causes in addition to COVID-19, on average, there were 2.6 additional conditions or causes per death. The number of deaths with each condition or cause is shown for all deaths by age groups for data on comorbidities. So I guess the question that I have with seeing these numbers is, is it fair to report a coronavirus death as being a coronavirus death if there are other comorbidities related to the coronavirus death? So, we have to call the death related to something. It used to just sort of say, you know, malaise or the vapors or whatever it is, you know. But now we have to have a reason.
Can you believe that we used to live in a world where people died of old age?
Right, old age. And in a lot of cases, that's what these people did too, by the way. They did die of old age. The average age of death is 78 in the United States, and the median age of death for coronavirus is now, as I understand it, moved down from 80 to 78. But previously, coronavirus deaths were actually pulling up the average.
So only wiping out the lucky.
Well, once you kill everybody who's already above,
that's right,
borrowed time, then all you have left is the average age of death.
And you'll note that the deaths and even there's cases on the rise in certain location, but deaths aren't in the rise very much at all. I've been watching these numbers on a nationwide and certain states keeping an eye on. Just saw a map today that, you know, basically it looks like the northern Midwest, maybe even mountain states are sort of seeing stuff. But those are pretty sparsely populated areas. So when they say cases on the rise in those areas, somehow I'm not terribly concerned. I don't think things will be too bad.
And one of the strange things about this, because I do believe that a novel coronavirus does exist. It's SARS-CoV-2. But if you look at the people that are dying from this, I mean, it's the same people that, like, if you were going to have a fake disease, this is who I would pick. Like, it seems that it's only killing people who were expected to die.
Right. If the government was going to create a disease, and I'm not claiming that the government created this, and I don't know which government we would be talking about, I don't know. But if you were to create a disease to sort of manage human livestock, the ones you would want to get rid of are the ones that aren't working. They are not productive.
You seem to be a tax negative.
Right. And, you know, there you go. You piece together what you wish from that particular statement. That's what I would imagine. So, basically, according to these numbers, about somewhere between 9 and 10,000 people. We'll call it 9,000 people for the sake of radio, but there's other numbers that come behind 9. More than 9,000, less than 10,000 people have died as a result of COVID-19 only, according to these numbers. And the other people who have died, on average, had 2.9, which means that some had like 5 and 6 comorbidities.
And is that even still counting extreme age as a comorbidity? Because I think it should.
I don't
Probably.
Think it doesn't. It counts
oh, no?
age. No, extreme age I don't think is counted as a comorbidity. It In fact, they're broken out by age group. So when you're talking about these comorbidities, you're talking about things like diabetes, obesity, you pick high blood pressure.
And I, for one, would still like an official answer to why is this not killing any children?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just...
Like, have we found a secret immunity in children? Can we exploit that?
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Brought up this article here. about COVID-19 deaths, and apparently only 6% of them are actually just COVID-19, that there's all kinds of other...
And of those 6%, it's not really just COVID-19.
No. It's the 6% is just COVID-19. The stuff I was reading to you was the other 90.
Right, but if you're 98 and you die of COVID, you died of being 98.
I see. So you're talking about that the age is
not one of their categories.
Yes. Just advanced age does not seem to be a category here. So that could be affected. By the way, it's Mark with you,
Peakless Mountaineer,
and Melanie.
And I see what you're saying, but that is kind of a tricky subject of, like, where exactly do you draw the line for advanced age?
It does matter for each individual. Some people are old at 65. Some people aren't old until 85. Just as the Internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. And we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom's important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. That's with an I. I-N-T-E-R. Intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. That's with an I, intercoin.org. So, yeah, let's just go to the phones here. Derek J. Freeman is on the line. Derek J.
Hi, guys. There was a protest in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, against a mask mandate. It's coming shortly. It'll be voted on tomorrow. And it looks like it's going to pass. So
the
city
state.
Council, yeah, in the state of New Hampshire, it's,
well, no,
it's
is that a state mandate or a Portsmouth mandate?
It's a Portsmouth mandate, and New Hampshire is not a home rule state, so there are legal challenges already being presented, being threatened. If the ordinance were to pass, there's an organization that has formed called the Liberty Defense Fund of New Hampshire, and their goal is to let New Hampshire be the place where these mask mandates stop. So they're going to bring in expert witnesses from around the country and the world to bring science into the courtroom and really put a stop to this power grab by politicians who are not actually helping people. They're not improving the health of anyone. They're just limiting people's freedom and getting them comfortable with the idea that they are to submit to arbitrary mandates by arbitrary authorities.
Yeah, I do. I am disturbed at the notion that somehow politicians, those the best among us, are going to be able to look at, whatever's presented to them. They're not scientists, and I don't know. I hear doctors and scientists saying masks are not useful. I hear doctors and scientists saying masks are useful. I see statistics that say that masks are useful. I see statistics that say that masks are not useful. And I don't know, and I know the only thing I know about masks is my nose itches. And that's all I need to know, right? Well, I'm a talk show host.
Aren't you grateful that you have someone to tell you what to think about these things?
Right. And that's what's frustrating here is if I'm going to get told by people who are, people about this, I would like those people to be people educated in the field that we're talking about. And I don't mean epidemiologists, because they're just sort of one little aspect of this. I want to know, in fact, do the masks make a difference? How long do they make a difference for? Because a mask isn't magic. If we're talking about stuff being in the air and, you're on an air flight for, let's say, 15 hours going to Tokyo. I've done this before. It's far. Well, I mean, is it really going to make a difference if you've got a plane full of COVID patients sitting with masks on in an enclosed, vacuum-sealed tube Will it make a difference? Well, I can tell you this. I haven't seen any news stories from people catching the COVIDs on airplanes, so I don't know. I don't understand. I don't have anything to say here, but I suspect whatever these city council people, when they're trying to get me to wear a mask while I sit outdoors at a picnic table enjoying a Dr. Pepper, that they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, I think they mean well, and I truly believe that they're trying to do the right thing, but I think that they're making a big mistake. Most people are not aware of how fragile freedoms are, and once you give them up, it's rare that they come back. So I am afraid, whether masks work or they don't work, a lot of people who were at the protest in Portsmouth said they do wear masks, and they think it makes sense, but they are opposed to a mandate, because a loss of freedoms, you know, once lost, are hard to get back, and people become comfortable and complacent with the idea that politicians can boss them around and tell them what to do, and then the enforcement is really left up to the business owners. It's not that police are going around ticketing people. It's that the business owners are threatened with a revocation of their license to operate, to feed their families, you know, to live the life they choose if they don't punish their customers.
Right.
It's wrong.
And the thing is that, you know, I mean, when you turn these business owners into unpaid law enforcers and threaten their licenses that they probably shouldn't have had to have in the first place. You shouldn't have to have a license to do business. I mean, that should be a human right. Trading is a human right. When you do this, you know, I mean, okay, so now they have to figure out sort of the letter of the law. When you walk into a restaurant, does it make sense to walk into a restaurant with a mask on, sit down at the table, take your mask off, and then when you get up to use the bathroom, put the mask on? This is weird. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't seem like they work. I was at a restaurant earlier today, and the protocol is, so you order at the window, and you're supposed to wear a mask while you're ordering, and then you walk 6 feet over to where you sit, and you can take your mask off. But it was unclear to some of the customers, like, okay, are we allowed to take them off, or do we have to leave them on until the food is served? And there were some, like, young people, teenagers, one was leaving it on, and they were sort of talking, having an argument about, I think I have to keep it on. And I was looking at his mask, and it looked like so pathetically, like, made of linen, you know, like the kind of fabric that you would use to, oh, it's a really hot day, you know, I really want to be able to have my body breathe, and it's like, anything could get through that. It just doesn't make any sense. What?
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm kind of ambivalent on the timing with this, because on the one hand, I'm glad that they're having these protests before the vote. On the other hand, it's like, yeah, welcome to the party, guys. Where have you been? Because we've established this compliance culture now, and now it's an uphill battle.
Indeed.
Yeah, so the Liberty Defense Fund of New Hampshire, if people around the country want to stop this thing, look into supporting that fund, because that's where the battle's going to be happening, is here in New Hampshire.
Liberty Defense Fund of New Hampshire?
Yes, Health Freedom NH.
Thank you. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As violence and protests continued in major cities around the country, 15 police officers were hurt as they responded to a protest in D.C.'s Black Lives Matter Plaza late last night into this morning. They were hit with rocks, bricks, frozen water bottles, and fireworks. At least five protesters, three men and two women, were arrested on charges of assaulting police officers. Protesters received minor injuries, according to D.C.'s police commander. In a tweet this morning, President Donald Trump said Mayor Muriel Bowser should arrest the agitators and thugs. He also said, clean up D.C. or the federal government will do it for you. Enough. The protest followed the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin and the commitment march, which was peaceful just days ago. Protests in other areas such as Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Portland, Oregon also had shootings and three deaths. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice has seized three websites, and USA's John Clements has details.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the three websites to use four different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The four vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund.
More than 115,000 inactive voter registrations are now at the risk of being removed from Ohio's voter rolls, but not until after the November election. The final revised figure released represents the number of voter registration that will be purged if they are not activated. Inactive voters in Ohio have to take certain actions to stay on the rolls, including voting on Election Day or updating and confirming their address through the state's voting website. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Equals Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Do you have a WordPress website running WooCommerce and want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV? Now you can easily enable crypto payments from your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. It only takes a moment. Just visit AnyPayInc.com and set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses and in the admin. Then enable the AnyPay plugin in your WooCommerce. That's it. Now your website takes cryptocurrency thanks to AnyPayInc.com. 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 Let's go to the phones on the Discord chat. You can hear this. It is Mortified Penguin. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, I wanted to talk about something. I was inspired by something I read online, and it's kind of a theory. So we know that a lot of people come to, a lot of your audience especially, a lot of people listening, come to libertarianism, and they come to it from the right, from a kind of conservative viewpoint, and the views kind of mesh. But a lot of people are real principled libertarians that come from the right, and I have no idea, you know, how prevalent this is, but one theory is that conservatives kind of have a certain understanding of like power and authority. That I don't think that, your so-called liberal Democrat progressives have. They are frank. They understand the need to control the seats of power. Authority comes from violence. That laws are all ultimately backed by violence.
Who's who you're considering to be frank? The conservative. You used the pronoun they, and that gets a little confusing. So who's frankly understands power and violence?
The conservatives, they do understand that the power of laws and authority ultimately comes from violence. And I think that is a path to kind of come to a realization for some people and to come to liberty. So, I mean, I don't see how your liberal Democrat progressive, who has a lot of pretense about what government is and how government policy is really the consensus building and the will of the people, I don't see how you have the same pathway there. There might be some, but it's not as simple.
Well, I would say this is when you're talking to liberals, it's much more difficult to sort of show them the gun, as it were, to point out that these laws are backed up by violence. Well, this is what the community wants. That's not how I want this to
work. We write it into law because it's polite to do things that way. And people will do this because it's polite to do them that way. Not because we'll put you in jail if you don't.
Right.
I mean, we will. But that's not why people are doing it. It's just the community standards have been codified.
You have to jam it home because they find it unpalatable, the notion that every law is a death sentence if you choose not to obey it.
Or pay for it.
Yeah, I agree. I think you could easily come to libertarianism from libertarian-esque views, libertarian views in broader speaking from the left, from the actual left, but from the liberal Democrat point of view, I mean, really, those are the real center-left kind of people that really think government really is the solution and just have this so many like layers between like you said, the gun in the room.
Well, when somebody's sort of centrist, whether they're center-right or center-left, and what I mean by that is that they're that they listen to the politicians, because the politicians are pretty center-right, center-left out there. You might have the Bernie Bros, who are sort of more lefty, but those people, the center-left sort of people, have already swallowed the Kool-Aid, right? They've taken the bait, hook, line, and sinker. They've swallowed the whole thing. There's no convincing them of anything because their minds are so enmeshed in whatever the system is that they couldn't believe for a second that there are that this country is run by oligarchs, even though you can show them the studies.
Well, unless you concede that those oligarchs are in corporations, then they have no trouble swallowing it.
Well, no. The people in the center, look, the Democratic Party, like the Republican Party, is funded by banks and corporations. So if you expect those organizations to somehow save you from banks and corporations, you are a fool of the highest order. Like, you're just stupid. If you think Joe Biden is going to do something about all these problems as they exist, you're an idiot. Now, I don't believe for a second that Trump really is going to drain the swamp either. But you pick whatever makes you happy.
Well, I would say that as far as the left goes, right now libertarianism is more attractive than it's ever been as far as the centrists go, because they have just pushed the goalpost more and more to the left, where what were like extreme views just a few years ago are not extreme enough of views today. I mean, like, if you acknowledge that there are two base genders, like, that is not something that is acceptable. If you are concerned that the trans movement is shouting out the accomplishments of the gay rights movement, that's not far enough to the left.
If you think that a politician should write a law that helps to find justice for Breonna Taylor, and then you almost attack that politician and their family, like, you know, these many of these people are nuts.
Right. So a lot of the center left people have been really left behind by the rest of their party. So of those that are inclined to be against authoritarian regimes, and you know, I'm talking about like the anti-war Democrats, the anti-drug war Democrats, because they do exist in the constituency, not in the party. Not in the party leadership, that is. But for those people, I would say that libertarianism is more attractive now than it's ever been.
I think I would hard disagree on that personally. I would hard disagree on that. I mean the centrist element, the statist Joe Biden conservative element of the Democrats, they're totally in control. That's why they got their nominee pushed through. The progressives are really on the fringe.
None of the population is in control. Jerome Powell is in control.
Also, Bernie Sanders was getting 40%. It's that the centrists were fighting with each other for the other 60. Once they got agreements together, what appears to be agreements, it appears that Barack Obama picked up the phone and told everybody to get in line, and they did. And then Biden began to win. But before that, he was an also-ran. He was going to be, you know, wiped out.
And the reason you have this, alternately described as a conservative or centrist candidate, and they've been pretty blatant about this, is that the DNC considers the entire left like theirs. Like, they are locked down, so we don't have to give them anything that they want.
You can't even get them to show up. You got to bribe them just to go to the polls.
Yeah, that is the question, is will they show up to the polls? But the Democratic Party has been pretty upfront about the fact that, like, they assume everyone that's on the relatively far left is going to vote for them. So they don't cater to any of their desires, because why would they? The far left hasn't really said, hey, we demand X, Y, and Z, or we will just stay home that day.
Yeah, the problem is that the majority of people out there, or a large number of people, and this is tells you how messed up our system is, are vote defensively. And when you have that, unfortunately, that's how the system's set up. It promotes where a system can be so bad where most people are just voting against the other guy, and that's enough, even if they can't stand the person.
The way we should set up elections is using the survivor voting method, where you just vote off the guy you hate. And there's people who try to do this all at once, or try to do the reverse all at once, and that doesn't work for reasons that should be obvious. But
so would that be like where you have all of the primary candidates at once and just do sort of a ranking voting system?
No, that's ranking voting, and ranking voting is dumb. You would have to have multiple elections.
It's better than what we got.
Yeah, that is the problem with our first-past-the-post system, is it makes a two-party reign completely mathematically inevitable.
It does do that. Mortified Penguin, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or you can use the Discord lines and sound as good as Mortified Penguin just did at discord.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Check out our archives. We have archives at freetalklive.com. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Going back for, like, a long time, more than a decade. Go check it out. I mean, the show's been on for going on 18 years at this point. I'm not sure you can find every single episode. There's some lost episodes from way, 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 way back. But nonetheless, you can go download everything for free, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jacob calling in from Montreal. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello and good evening.
Good evening to you.
I want to share with you some rather amazing insights from a video I saw recently regarding the arrest of George Floyd.
All right.
Yes, it's a fellow named Stephen Crowder.
Oh, I'm familiar with him, yep.
Yeah, Stephen Crowder and company. So his video is about more than 25, 26 minutes long, and he looks at the body cam footage from the police officers, which is something that you all have to see, because the video that got us all incensed and ready to lynch these police was taken by a third-party person coming into the situation rather late in the game when Floyd was already on the ground about to be transported by a paddy wagon, I guess. I don't know. But for the 30 or so minutes before that, you have to see what goes on. Crowder says at approximately the 14-minute mark that context is extremely important. You know, like in business, in real estate, you know, location, location, location. Well, in this case, context, context, context. Because it shows later on at the 25-minute mark when the police are, you know, already are exasperated with what they tried to do, that...
Wait, am I allowed to attack people if I'm exasperated at work?
No, but wait, but just hear me out, because you have to hear this, okay? At the 25-minute mark or so, Crowder says that, did you know that Floyd repeated, "I can't breathe," 8 times prior to the end when he was on the ground. Did you know that? 8 times, not once, not twice, not 3 times. 8 times he said he couldn't breathe.
Is this while he's standing, or this is when he's on the ground?
This is from the very beginning when they got him in the car and they told him, put your hands on the wheel, and he didn't cooperate. And then so they finally got him to put his hands on the wheel. Even then he turned and he said, if I remember correctly, I can't breathe. Well, why did you say that? The cops didn't do anything to restrict your breathing at that point. And so on and so on. It went throughout the entire video.
I don't know how that's supposed to be a positive in the cops' case. Because
he may have been having an asthmatic episode.
Just allow me to finish this thought, because you have to hear what I'm going to tell you now, okay? The cops didn't do anything to restrict his breathing throughout the entire body cam footage. Nothing. You can see it for yourself. It's right in front of your face.
Right, and then he's saying, I can't breathe. And then what?
I can't breathe. Now, here's what I want to propose to you. In my opinion, there are two possibilities for this, okay? One is that he's lying. He's just plain lying.
Could be.
He can't breathe, but he can. The other possibility has to do with what they found in his body afterwards. Did you know that they found that he had fentanyl and methamphetamine in his body?
Sure.
Not only that, but they also found a virus called COVID-19. Now we all know that this virus does restrict.
It's a respiratory virus.
That's right.
So does kneeling on your neck, though. So if you have somebody whose breathing is already restricted.
I know. I'm coming to that point. Hear me out, please, okay? The virus restricts your breathing, right? Now, when you combine that with methamphetamine and fentanyl, and the fact that he was under stress because he was under arrest, okay? So you can combine those four factors and say, yeah, his breathing is restricted. But the cops, when they looked at him, they had no idea that he had methamphetamine and fentanyl or COVID. They had no idea, right? All they saw was what they did. And they didn't do anything to restrict his breathing. So now, can you imagine?
Well, hold on. I mean, there's an illegal hold move that they put on him, which is putting their knee on the neck.
No, one second.
Hold on. You wait a second, Jacob. I mean, I've held off for quite some time here. And look, it's quite possible. I agree with you. It's quite possible that many factors led to George Floyd's death. And that a knee on the neck is only one of those factors. And it may not have even been an important factor. I don't know. But there's a reason that you don't use this particular hold, and that is because it can restrict people's breathing and kill them. And the cop chose to use it, and the other cops chose not to do anything about it. So, to me, I say it doesn't matter why George Floyd died. What matters is the police departments need to understand that they can't use this particular system.
Can I just go out on a limb for a second here? I know you're going to disagree with what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
But again, from the cop's perspective, okay, he's rolling his eyes because he's heard him say, I can't breathe, 8 times before.
Right.
It's kind of like screaming, stop resisting.
No. One second. But there's another reason why he may be rolling his eyes. I give him the benefit of the doubt that this cop has experience, and he's used this technique with other suspects without any adverse effect.
You're really bad at defending the cops. If you want to argue that it was justified to do it, then argue that it was justified to do it. Do not argue that kneeling on someone's neck does not restrict the airway that's located inside their neck.
But none of the other people whose necks I kneeled on started dying.
Wait one second. How do you know that this technique hasn't been used before? Because he knows the rules of being a cop.
Lots of really dangerous things has happened before. That doesn't mean you should continue to do them. Most things don't have a 100% fail rate. They just have a really high percent.
Jacob, anybody who's done any kind of physical work on other human beings, I'm thinking of like jiu-jitsu people and this sort of thing, you understand how to do the move and how not to do the move. You can have the knee on the back. The cop can have the knee on the back. The cop can't have the knee on the neck. And they know, and you know why? Because it's more effective to have the knee on the neck. Because it hurts more. Okay. It's pain compliant.
Yeah, okay, but let me ask you a question. I mean, you know elementary physiology like I do, okay?
Yep, I got you.
Have you ever tried to choke somebody from the back. In other words, if you apply pressure to the back of the neck, you can't really choke him out because the trachea or the air pipe is located in the front. In other words, you have to come out.
If the pressure is...
They did not cover how to choke people in my elementary physiology book.
I'll say this. You can apply pressure to the back of the neck by and restrict the airway by shoving the neck down onto the pavement when he was on a hard surface. So if you're on a softer surface, it would be much more difficult to kill somebody with it. But, yeah, you can do it.
Arguing that any physical violence technique is not dangerous is a ridiculous argument on its face. If you want to argue that the force was justified, then argue that the force was justified. Right now you're making some weird argument, Jacob, that it wasn't forced somehow.
Let me ask you this. This is a more important question. Should police officers enjoy a greater form of protection for their actions on the job than any other profession in the world? Because I'm responsible for my actions when I get here on the airwaves or when I go to work.
Okay, yeah.
Should police officers?
That's a good question. That's a good question, but you have to put that in the following context, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Most people in their entire life will never experience a violent event to the point where their life is threatened. Police experience
that's because most people don't go around starting stuff. I had all kinds of drunk, crazy, high people walk into restaurants at all hours of the night. I never had a violent confrontation with one of them because I didn't go around threatening them.
No, I understand, but it was fascinating.
Also, I don't think that's just factually accurate. Most people have a near-death experience at some point in their life.
Well,
but you have to acknowledge that police are routinely threatened with extinction when they go on the job. Most of us are not. Okay, so you have.
Well, it's not the most. When you talk about threats, it's difficult to talk about because I mean, police don't have the most dangerous career. I mean, roofers, loggers, fishermen. Long-haul truckers, these guys have more dangerous careers. They're more likely to
die. No, that's not true. No, I'm sorry.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely true.
No, it's not true. It's not true.
Okay, then the Internet has lied to me, and you know the truth.
No, one second, but just use a little bit of logic here.
Okay.
A logger, a roofer, okay, he's on the roof, okay, and if he's not careful about what he does, he can fall off, 100% true. If the cop is on the beat, he may have to go on a roof, or he may have to go on a particular area where his life is threatened. But in addition to that, you've got people who are out to kill him, which you don't have when you're a roofer, a logger.
Yeah, why is that? Why aren't people out to kill roofers and loggers?
Oh, come on. What kind of a question?
Well, when you're a roofer, you have gravity out to kill you.
It's the kind of question that I ask people when they don't want to answer it. That's the kind of question it is.
The cop can also be threatened by circumstance.
They can, under the threat of circumstance.
So is
your answer yes or no that a police officer should be less responsible for their actions than anybody else on the job?
He should be just as responsible.
Excellent.
The solution I have
to this whole thing is get rid of qualified immunity. Get rid of qualified immunity, and then you won't have these kind of situations. And don't use moves to hold people that are outlawed, and then you won't look bad on TV. Because YouTube's a real thing. Thanks for the call, though, Jacob. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt,
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.